You're listening to Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. A good win for Brayhead Clan on the road tonight saw them win 5-4 in overtime against the Coventry Blaze at the Sky Dome. With me to reflect on the game is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, a fantastic victory in Coventry. Do you file this under a character win?
Yeah, definitely. Obviously, there's a lot of obstacles overcome tonight. And we stayed composed and our penalty kill was excellent and gave us a chance to win. And our big players stepped up when we needed them and got a much-needed win.
Alex Levitt scored immediately after Coventry got their fourth one. Was that the game-changer for you?
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, anytime you can come back and score, they take a two-goal lead and we come back and bring it within one right away. Obviously, that gives us some life when we could have easily gone the other way. And, you know, I just felt we stuck through it, even though, you know, the Rose Hill penalty we strongly disagree with. I think it was a wrong call. The linesman made the call, and hopefully that gets reviewed properly after the game. But we're fairly confident that was a mistake. But it put us in a bit of a hole. You know, it was a 5-minute kill, and the guys killed it well. And you know, Coventry, I think, moved the puck around really well. Their power play, I thought, was dangerous. They got some good weapons there, and. Our PK had a big night, and obviously our best player at PK is he, and he made some big saves and kept us in it. It was a good character win. It was a win we needed, and even better to get it that way. You know, to come back from two goals down.
Now Scott Pitt got the goal that levelled the game. Matt Becker got the winner in overtime. They're the two men that turned it around for you. Can you put a price on their contribution this season?
Yeah, I mean, we're not going to single out two guys right now after a win, but they were great tonight. I think Craig Peacock's probably been one of our best players in the last, you know, 5-10 games, perhaps longer. You know, I think he's been leading that line in the middle. Really, really impressed with the way he's been playing and kind of he's been getting a lot of, you know, unwarranted stick, I think, throughout the season. But I feel like he's been a player I've really enjoyed coaching, and you know, he's coming into his own right now and playing good for us. We know, you know, we expect a lot out of Pitts and Becks, and they deliver time and time again. Obviously, Levy is in there as well and producing. So, it's tonight was a win we needed. You know, it's been down, up and down since we won the conference, and tonight we grinded one out the hard way. And you know, the guys showed a lot of character and resilience. We beat a very good team in a building that was pretty hostile. You know, sold out, full of energy for Coventry. So it was a good feeling getting out of there with 2 points.
Now, of course, it's all about getting momentum heading into the playoffs. Is this the ideal result to take you not only into the playoffs but next weekend as well?
Yeah, I mean, we're still upset about yesterday. You know, or sorry, last night. In Fife, you know, anytime you lose to your rivals, you shouldn't be happy, and it's still pretty upset about the way I felt that we kind of threw the game away. We took some unwarranted, you know, unnecessary penalties that cost us. And tonight, I felt like we got a good response. You know, it was a physical game. I mean, Cody Carlson had a great night for us. He had a big fight, took on a pretty big boy there, and I think guys rallied behind that. Yeah, Rosie, I thought, had a great game. I thought Rosie was up in the forecheck and doing everything that we need from him. And like I said, I think it was pretty unfortunate, the penalty that he got. And again, we'll look to see what the review says on that. But, you know, I thought, you know, there's a lot of opportunities for us to fill the tent, and we didn't. We seemed to get stronger with that. When the chips were down, and then we were able to grind out 2 points. In a tough situation, Craig, you know, you play a heated game last night, get up, get in late, get up early, and travel 6 hours, you know, to Coventry and get going again. It's not easy to do at this level, and I thought the guys responded really well.